Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. I recently visited India to work with the Indian Maritime Foundation toward the development of a multidisciplinary ocean curriculum for introduction into India public schools. The physical journey was exhausting, 14 hours by plane through myriad time zones into an otherworldly physical, temporal, and cultural place. The outcome of that visit, however, requires frequent communications, email messages, exchange of large data bundles, telemeetings, and eventually a distance learning connection that will link W2O resources and lecturers to Indian classrooms and teacher training programs in ocean and environmental science. The communication seems so simple, until I think about it again and question exactly how does that connection work so efficiently, mostly problem-free, at little cost to me and my colleagues thousands of miles distant. While I'm not certain how my message travels, it is likely that it moves at astonishing speed along the global network owned wholly or in consortium partnership by Tata Communications, one of the world's largest telecommunications companies, headquarters in Mumbai, which has recently completed the first global cable system between North and South America, Europe, India, Africa, the Gulf, China, and Asia, in effect, has circled the world. The Tata Communications Global Network comprises major ownership in 125,000 miles of terrestrial network fiber and over 300,000 miles of subsea cable, with a transatlantic and trans-Pacific data transfer capacity of 1 terabyte per second, all underwater, invisible, on the ocean floor. The complete system provides service to 195 independent nations recognized by the United Nations, and indeed to other territories and disputed regions, a truly worldwide connection. The Tata Group is not well known in the United States, where we take nationalistic pride in corporate conglomerates and successes. This is not meant to be an advertisement for Tata, but in this time of anti-corporate fervor, it might be good to know something about its structures, reach, profits, and values, its measures of worth that are impressive, dynamic, and very unusual. The Tata Group is the poster company for globalization. It comprises over 100 companies in 7 business sectors: communications and information technology, engineering, materials, services, energy, consumer products, and chemicals. The group has operations in more than 80 countries across 6 continents. The total revenue of Tata companies taken together was $83.3 billion in 2010 and 11, with 58% of this coming from business outside India. Tata companies employ over 425,000 people worldwide. The major Tata companies are Tata Steel, Tata Motors, Tata Consulting Services, Tata Power, Tata Chemicals, Tata Global Beverages, Tata Teleservices, Tata Indian Hotels, and Tata Communications. Products include steel, cars, software, tea, commodities, consulting and financial services, tourism, and communications. There are altogether 31 independent, publicly listed Tata enterprises with a combined market capitalization of about $80 billion. Tata is big, diverse, and profitable. But here's an innovative and compelling difference. 2/3 of the equity of Tata Sons, the Tata holding company, is held by philanthropic trusts that have created national institutions for science and technology, medical research, social studies, and the performing arts in India. The trusts also provide aid and assistance to non-governmental organizations working worldwide in the areas of education, healthcare, and social development. According to the company website, the combined expenditure of the trusts and the companies amounts to around 3% of the group's net profits in 2011, a considerable sum beyond corporate taxes of wealth returned through philanthropic donations. In the U.S., while some corporations have foundations, the percentage of profit to charitable distribution does not come close. The donation of the personal fortunes of Bill Gates and Warren Buffett is surely generous and admirable, but they are individual contributions, not ongoing corporate engagement. Much of the Tata profit is derived from endeavor that involves the ocean, as a site for cable communications, transport of goods, tourism, and related financial returns. As the ocean is a global public space, Tata has chosen, so to speak, to pay a fee for this use through partial ownership by the trusts and subsequent contributions to research, health, education, culture, and the eradication of poverty around the world. It is probably not perfect, but it is unique, hopeful, and worthy of emulation by all corporations that exploit nature, land, and sea, mostly indifferent to the physical or social consequences of their enterprise. Don't hold your breath, unless you're underwater. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.